another 5-Minute Mystery.
Should open easily. Two turns right. Stop at 32. Three turns left. Stop at 16.
Get away from that safe, Carter.
I was just checking on some tickets that I left in the safe tonight, Mr. Thompson.
Carter, you've been a cashier with this railroad for 15 years. How could you think of doing such a thing?
Well, what are you talking about?
You've been gambling rather heavily these past few weeks, Carter. You decided to let the railroad recoup your losses. Well, stay where you are. I'm calling the police.
Oh, no, you're not.
Put down that bar, you fool.
All right, I'll put it down.
Oh. How are you feeling now, Carter?
A little better, Sergeant Evans. I can't see very well, of course. I broke my glasses in the struggle with the killer, and I'm not much good without them.
I hate to pour these questions at you when you're not up to par, Carter, but it's important that you help us immediately.
I'll do anything to help the police find the man who killed Mr. Thompson.
Good. Now, you say that you and Thompson came down here to prepare some ticket sales records for the railroad.
Yes.
About what time was that?
I should say about 9 o'clock.
About what time would you say the thief came in?
About an hour later. We heard the door open, and when we turned around from the safe, he was standing near the door, pointing a gun at us.
What happened then?
Well, he demanded we give him the money from the safe.
How did the struggle begin?
Well, Mr. Thompson walked straight at the thief and dared him to shoot. He was warned to stop or he'd be killed, but he continued to go right at him. Thief lost his nerve or something, for as Mr. Thompson made a sudden lunge at him, he didn't shoot, but instead hit him sharply over the head with the butt of his pistol. I ran forward immediately and grappled with the thief. And it landed a blow in my jaw and I fell to the floor. I got up as soon as I could, but I heard him starting his car outside the office.
Did you run outside?
Yes. The car was just pulling away, but I managed to get the first 5 numbers on the license plate. I wrote them down on this slip of paper.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This will be a big help in the evidence to be presented at court.
Well, I'll be happy to testify.
That's a wise idea, Mr. Carter. A murderer always should at his own trial.
What clue did Sergeant Evans uncover that led him to accuse the railroad cashier of murder? In just a moment, we'll know, but first...
And now, this.
And as his trusty little donkey carried Quixote up the road, he could see the gates of the city ahead. Don Quixote's excitement rose as he contemplated the nightly adventures that awaited him. I see our time is running out, and there we leave Don Quixote sitting on his ass until tomorrow at the same time.
And now, back to our story.
Are you accusing me of murdering Mr. Thompson?
Yes, Carter. There was one slip in your story that gave you away. You admitted to me only a few minutes ago that you lost your glasses in the struggle with the thief and that you were helpless without them. Yet you managed to run outside the building and jot down several numbers of a license plate on a moving car in the middle of the night. No, Carter, there was no thief. But there was a murderer. Yourself.